your fault if you listen to inferior form of Eve Echo's content. It just means you haven't been shown the way. For those of you listening to this, you have made the right fucking decision.
And welcome to Echoes of New Eden podcast, here for another week of Eve Echoes content. We shall bring you another week of news, content, and other bullshit. I am Rambo, your host for tonight, and I am also accompanied by Taylor Rick this week, and OC Can't Stop. What's going on, guys?
Evening, guys. How's everybody doing? Sorry I missed you last week. As life goes, things are busy, but here I am.
No worries.
OC, what's your excuse?
No news. I just saw the kill mill, so I'm just here to watch videos with you guys and listen on someone's lap while we do it.
Right on.
He's just here for the kill mills.
Yeah. So I think Latara would have been here, but he didn't want to crowd the hosts. So. He decided to opt out on tonight's episode. Well, I was like, yeah, sure.
It's also an hour later, which means it's 2 a.m. for him instead of being like midnight or 1. So that's tough. I get that.
And for the YouTube stream,
just didn't ping him enough.
Right. Well, for the YouTube stream, no, there aren't any cameras because we failed to initiate our cameras before the studio got full. And so now we can't even turn them on. Unless we were to kick people, we're not going to do that. So we could just go without that. It's not the end of the world. It's not like we're attractive or anything. So there's that.
there is something to be said though, for when we see each other, it's a lot harder for us to kind of step over each other when we can see each other versus when we can't. So we'll probably notice a little bit of that tonight. But then again, we've been doing this long enough. We kind of know each other's cadence. So
right, yeah, yes, 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 yes. So another week has gone by in Eve Echoes, and man, it's kind of been an odd week. It seems like we have a lot of community news, not so much game news.
Yeah, devs were gone the whole week. They get back essentially tomorrow or tonight. So, like right now, actually.
Yeah, actually, speaking of, I had a question for Carrie. I need to send her, but I was waiting for her to wake up first. So,
yep.
There's that. Yeah. I guess quite a few things happened this last week. And, you know, of course, we'll go over the announcements and patch notes and, you know, whatever else game related type stuff goes about with that. And then, they did have a dev Q&A, didn't they? Yes. Yeah. They released last weekend. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait. Was that the same Q&A that Benzie put in his notice? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
I happened to not pay attention at all at that Q&A. I just watched the first 6 minutes of that video, by the way, where we'll talk about it.
Before we get into it, all I'm going to say with that is I don't really ever listen to his content or watch his stuff anymore. And I did that one all the way through and I was entertained.
It provided. Okay.
It good provided entertainment. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you like and subscribe after? Or?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Well,
no. I unliked and unsubscribed afterwards.
It was that good. Hey, you're like, I don't need anymore. That was it. Can't top this.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, nah. From the black nails and shit in his teeth. Anyway, keep going.
What? Remember?
Yeah. I need to watch this video.
You've got to watch it.
He did the Q&A. I actually hadn't paid attention at all to Q&A because we go over it on this show. And so that's basically when I read it and actually think about it. Unless I watch like another content creator like Hale or somebody do the Q&A, or Damon, sometimes he does them, you know, I'll watch it then, but otherwise, Reddit wars, what's going on with Reddit nowadays? I've kind of been out of the loop in that sense, but, it seems like there's a couple posts that are, making their rounds on Reddit right now. So I'm not sure if it's between the two Reddits. I heard that somebody's trying to unite them again. Taylor, do you know more info on it?
No, I only put that up there because there's two specific things over on Reddit that I wanted to talk about that I thought were pretty damn funny and topical. Other than that, Reddit is trash.
I thought I heard they're trying to reunite them again because it's like split in the community or some bullshit, but we could talk about that later.
Fuck off.
PAX 23.
The mod Discord, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with PAX 23 in the war? So we got that. Also, big news this last week that had happened. What was this? Yesterday, the Badran losing his hell. Super going down. Talk about that kill mail. There is a video with that. Echoes at PAX Australia 2023. I actually did some research on this event and it actually seemed like a pretty cool event. We'll talk about it. It's in the announcements and, not going to have a commercial break tonight. Not going to have commercial break tonight only because I don't really have any new ads. And so I think last week I'd kind of given out a shout out for more corporation ads or alliance ads or whatever, people that want to advertise their business or whatever, they can send me, you know, some ads and I could play them on the show at no cost. So if that's what they want to do, then they can do that. Otherwise, I can make some ads for people if they want as well. So there is that.
Yeah. You can also just DM us and we'll read them live on the air.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, sure. You don't even have to do the work. Just make it and read it and we'll go.
And I have to pay what, one bill isk per mispronunciation? Yeah. That's rough. Boy. That is rough.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you're going to be broke. You're going to be a broke bitch by the end of the episode.
Just keep it under 40 mistakes, okay? Just keep it under 40.
Don't have me pronounce any of the heavy fighter names, because JD will hang me when I say it wrong.
Yeah, big rip. Yep. All right, so we're into the game announcements, and they broke into it with the... Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, I was looking at my dates wrong. But they provided the developer Q&A. It had September dates on there, so I had to double check to make sure that it was posted within this last week. So go ahead, Taylor. Yeah. Let's hit up the Q&A for this week. Last week,
okay.
Whatever week it was.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't seem to have that pulled up, so give me one sec. That's like the one thing I didn't have pulled up. Out of everything else I had, I didn't have that. So, sorry, hold on a second.
Big rip.
Where is that even? Yeah, where is it's that even announcement for crime? Is it an announcement? Okay, here we go. Now I'm at announcements. Ah, there it is, right above the pack Q&A stuff, and here we go. I'll open both of them. Boom and boom. We'll start with the first one. Hey, devs, I was wondering if we can add an AI core for mining barges that allows them to harvest ores and drop them at the station they choose. Thank you in advance. Water Knight comes back and says, hey, thanks for bringing up the idea of an AI core for mining. It's actually something we've been discussing internally. Well, we will assess its feasibility, and if it checks out, we'll introduce it to the game at the right time.
Yeah?
Please, God, no.
Mining bots? Hey, well, it's what's the difference between this and an AI ratting nano? You get the same AFK tendencies. People are still going to do it, regardless if it's illegal. Might as well just do it. Well, first of all, golding a industry nanocore is kind of one thing, and then putting AI on it is another.
I think you still have to watch it, but they'll do it when they add some other level. You know, like mood mining or something like that, right? So it's like you can't quite AFK all the materials, but they still get to hold their promise to be true.
Okay. First of all, though, when seeing these Q&A, who is Water Knight?
I don't know. It's brand new. I have no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
I don't think I've ever heard if that's that name.
No. That's someone totally new.
Okay. I'm not the only one that thinks that, but okay. All right. Good to know.
No, I would say no, please don't do this. I get what you're saying. I mean, you're already halfway there with the AI ratting, but I don't know. I have enough issues with trying to keep people from doing that shit in NullSec.
Well, the game has an ability right now to where it gives you an audible notification saying that you're inventory or your cargo space is full. It literally says that if you listen to the volume. Yeah. People are already AFK mining and listening to that. I know this because I do that. RIP. But the ability to have an AI to just say, okay, you're full, time to dock, and then come back out and go to a random belt, what have you. I mean, it saves a few finger strokes, and that's about it. There's no real benefit of this happening or this being like a super bad thing already on top of how mining is nowadays as it is.
Yeah, with the exception of someone's going to go set it up in a place like Torinos, 0.5 Sov, you can't die, and I can sit there and clear those belts and not give a shit for 8 hours straight, or all day and all night, nonstop, until your amethyst cones run out.
Well, look what they did in HiSec.
That's a whole other thing when you get rid of gray loot because you're adding way too many minerals to the system. Now you're going to do that with HiSec mining.
Trit, okay, they're pie, and mech depreciate the HiSec mining, though.
Well, they're going to depreciate those minerals, yeah.
Though there's people and corporations and all that that rely on HiSec mining as it is. And a lot of them are probably botting as it is already. Would it make a huge difference if they implemented this into the game, though?
Yes.
Okay, I was mining in Keba during the entire duration we were Sovless in the war, it sucked, basically, compared to, like, NullSec mining. You know, you're not getting as many minerals, you're getting say 2 million estimated per cargo hold versus 10, like in Null.
Sure.
But now you don't care because you're getting
8 hours for free.
Well,
yeah. Now you don't care because you got 8 hours for free and you can dedicate a tomb to do that while you're getting your Megasite and Morphite and the other things you need in NullSec.
Okay. Well, release them for only T10 ships then, like Orcas and Cuff 2s. Oh, T9 is Cuff 2, but
still do the same thing.
Then you already eliminate a majority of the bots and low effort people. Then you actually have Omega subscribed persons getting the core and actually using it more so for that ability, the AI ability and benefits that provides compared to, I guess, in a negative manner, using it as a bot 8 hours a day. I don't know. Yeah, it could go either way.
I think it would be bad. Okay, next one. As a pilot who flies several ships with different combat capabilities, I run different weapon systems to hit from various range. Oh, God.
Yep.
Are there any plans in place to tweak the auto orbit feature to differentiate between the ships with different strike zones? Yes, I'm aware I can easily just orbit each target manually, but it is nice whilst out ratting to set and forget. Water Knight goes back and says, currently the auto orbit feature is designed to operate based on a single weapon. Using multiple weapons is more complex and to avoid system misjudgment, causing losses. We hope pilots prioritize manual operations. Yeah, so this is someone who's got like a medium rapid for the frigates and large missiles for the battleships and maybe a laser just because he thinks it'll go through the shields right. faster. And what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is quite possibly a skill issue.
It's a skill issue, all right. It's an IQ skill issue. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, they can't hit smaller ships with the amount of E-war and or weapons that they are currently using, so they have to fit other type of weapons to hit the smaller stuff. I could see that being a thing.
Yeah, I do know there's a few guys who do this where even like on a Naglfar, they'll have two autocannons in a barrel, right? Because that's how they rat. And I kind of get this in certain situations, but I still think it's silly.
Yeah, if you're going in a long time.
If you're going in a situation like that, then you use your alt to do the little shit and your main to do the heavy shit. Anyway, Water Knight comes back and says, currently the auto warp... Oh, I already read that. Never mind. I read that.
Now.
Okay, good. I can get rid of this. We're done. That's just painful. Next one. Are there any plans to increase the weekly amount of amethyst cones that can be purchased? Oh, my God. 20 per... This is all about AI, this whole Q&A.
Just for you.
20? Yeah, I mean, this is tailor-made just for Taylor Rick. 20 per week is simply insufficient to cover 7 days of 8 max hours per day.
Oh, yeah.
To cover it, should need 56 cones, and we're only provided with 20.
Why don't we make it 168, dude?
Wah, wah, wah.
Just make it 168 hours, and you don't have to play the game. Easy.
Yeah, yeah, it's easy. Water Knight comes back and says, the current number of amethyst cones being released aligns with our expectations, so we probably wouldn't make any increase for now. However, we will keep an eye on it for relevant data and feedback for adjustments.
Yeah, these are your hardcore ISK farms right there that are complaining about that.
Can you please just make it so I don't ever have to play this game ever again, but I get lots of money while I'm not playing it so that I can buy things that I'm not going to use or play.
You only get 20 per week. While I make Plex 20 mil. Okay? That's all I want, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Why play? This is ridiculous. Yeah. Well, I know why. You can do all this, right? Let's say you have AI mining barges and you have AI ratting. And you have two different tunes set there for you doing that. So you can build whatever you want. And now you've got that your main or whatever, another account that's doing PvP, and you can completely and fully fund him. Who gives a shit what you lose? It doesn't matter because you're getting all this other stuff for free. That's called inflation. And we have it. Prices on everything are going up. Not enough ratting is actually happening because there's AI ratting. Not enough certain things are dropping or getting onto the market. There's actually a scarcity thing going on right now. I don't know if anybody's noticed that or not, but there is actually scarcity in the marketplace for multiple things, just little stuff, multiple things all over the place. So that is exactly what the AI ratting is causing. And yeah, anyway, I would bet you probably see the same thing on minerals if you went to barges, AI ratting and high sec and low sec. I would imagine you probably wind up seeing the same thing.
Well, the thing is, too, the very first thing you're going to see is inflated PI. So if there's no offset and there's no top-end minerals that they add to the game that isn't affected by that, I mean, debatable if PvP even becomes more accessible just from that change, because the cost of ships is not going to be the first thing that changes. It's just going to be the balance of where you're paying to get your materials.
Well, just wait. Just wait until the structure outpost AI comes out, where it does an auto-collection of PI.
Yeah. It auto changes the PI based on what should be done in Jita, and then it jump freighters itself into Jita and lists it for you. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
For a mere 50,000 AUR.
And it updates your timer every 48 hours and so on and so forth, right? So you have to actually go and play.
Well, unless you're Captain Benzie, because then there's a conspiracy against just you. And then
How many R do I have to pay to get rid of the timer on my outpost for having to refresh the PI?
Well, that's a trick question. It depends. Are you a loyal user?
How much are you willing to pay? Let's start with that.
Smile, Sparrow. Well, how much are you willing to pay? We're talking.
this is the thing I've said several times before, and I'll go back and say it again. I'm perfectly fine with NetEase charging for certain things. I think what they've done is they've decided to monetize the wrong stuff.
Agreed. Yeah.
They could charge a monthly fee to get rid of that timer, and everybody would fucking love that and not care and pay it. And if you didn't want to pay it, you didn't have to pay it because the timer's still there and it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's an easy moneymaker.
I mean, or just, you know, Citadel skins, like the shit that's in the game.
Exactly.
You know, it's Citadel skins, it's literally there. It's there.
Skins for the inside of what it looks like when you're docked. Ad placements in those screens inside when you're docked. Actual ship naming. Hey, at this point, charge me to change the name. I don't give a shit.
Can you imagine how much money they would make if you could like bid on what the messages in the station? Like if I could bid to make an NPC station call people fat? Are you fucking
dude? Oh yeah, yeah. PHAT. We're an equal opportunity offender here. So yeah,
I think the trolls will come out in groves.
Oh, it'd be awesome though, because all you'd have to do
is revenue doubled in a month somehow. Nobody knows how it happened.
Or buy clothing for your clone. You know, actually be able to do some things with your clone. Like that's not hard to do in this game. You could do customization.
How about send an automated alarm? Your outpost is being attacked.
Yeah. I just want to be able to play music in local when I'm about ready to fly in on somebody. Like I want to be able to pick the song that they have
like
to
Fortunate
hear
Sons, like,
as I fly in.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
X going to give it to you.
Oh my God. Chariots of Fire when we come in on a mining group. Watch that orc I try to align.
the guy wouldn't even align. He's sitting there like, why did I fucking turn off my sound? Like that's another upgrade is you actually turn on the device's sound apparently NetEase needs every permission known to man to actually install the game.
Actually, you know what? Let's do AI mining because there you would have scarcity because every freaking barge that ever undocked would be totally automated and we'd kill them all. We'd kill them all. It'd be like shooting fish in a very small barrel. Anyway. All right. Last one on this ridiculous, horrible Q&A. They just keep getting better. Mm-hmm. Any plans for an event where you reward PvP kills? Holy shit, guy. Where have you been? This is to increase ship destruction and create more opportunity for industry. Yeah, good job. That's not how that works. Prices of items are at an all-time high, and players lead game. Let industry have their chance and build more ships. Let PvP players fly their ships aggressively so they can buy new ships, mods, rigs. Let miners, explorers have more business to supply the public. Let lower-earning players chance to play the game and chance to enjoy the game. Well, how is Water Knight going to address this one? He comes back and says, we will regularly release PvP PvE content to meet the needs of different pilots. They will be released gradually in the future. We are committed to introducing new content to cater to different playstyles. Stay tuned for updates. That's a pretty decent answer, actually. Which this guy probably hasn't been playing the game very long because there are all kinds of rewards for PvP kills.
Well,
all
kinds of rewards. Concord Pass has it. This guy
that's
must
number
not
one,
do,
that's the easiest one.
This guy must not do Concord Pass because you actually have legit.
No, he probably does, but he probably doesn't realize you can actually change those. Like he just, I only got these this week. I guess this week I'm a miner. This week
I got to build five Nerys twos.
Oh God.
Score option.
Yeah. There's also been PvP rewards for destruction. I mean, we've had lots of events with capital kills and total destruction and all those kinds of things. And oh, by the way, if you're playing this game like seriously, where you want a PvP, you're probably involved with an alliance in NullSec, I would think, or at least some sort of a PvP group or corp that has PPK,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, so there's lots of rewards. Not to mention, hey, guess what? When you kill somebody and their loot drops, there's your reward. It's called a loot pinata.
This is probably for your low sec elite PvPers.
This is the guy who finally got a cub too and said, oh my God, look at how much that was worth. Okay.
All right.
There's that. That was entertaining. That was entertaining. Not really.
That got 58 face palms. 58 face palms, 47 thumbs downs, 38 shit emojis. Yeah.
Yep.
They could choose better questions, but they decided to choose those.
Well, it's quite possible, too, that they're not getting very many questions anymore.
Mm.
I mean, the pool of questions they have to choose from is probably like the suggestions feed over on
right.
Echo's Discord.
They should just start pulling from that, honestly.
They really should, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, moving down in the announcements, and this was just posted today. So, they say, don't forget to check out the frontline photos of the Eve Echoes at PAX Australia 2023. If you were there, take a picture of the Eve Echoes stage and share it with us in the thread below. And so, looking at the thread, I don't think anybody on the EE Discord was there. Nobody had posted photos from there. But
what is this anyway? I don't know what this is.
Okay.
I've never heard of
PAX. PAX, P-A-X, Australia. I actually did some digging and educated myself on this event, and they have a full-blown website where they have panels, expo hall, tabletop games.
Hold on. OC, did you hear that? Rambo said he did some digging and investigative journalistic reporting and found out they have a website, and he read it.
Who is a website?
I'm kidding. Keep going, Rambo.
So, I looked into this event, and if people don't remember that interview that I had had with Carrie, she had mentioned that they were going to do this event. You remember that? And so, of course, it came into fruition. They did do this. Happened to be it in Melbourne. So, PAX is like a gaming convention. It's not really like Comic-Con. You know how Comic-Con is in the United States, is San Diego and all right. that. You know, it's basically the biggest group of nerds you've ever seen. It's kind of what this is, but this is just for gaming. Well, they had tabletop games. They had like Nintendo and Xbox and PC. Like, and everybody was at this event, so it was pretty big. And I was going through. They have all these content creators, like Mick Gordon was there. Do you know who Mick Gordon is?
No.
He is, he's popular with the soundtracks of games. He does a lot of game soundtracks. Most notably, he did the Doom soundtracks. So, like, he was there. I was like, holy shit, you know, they legit have, like, cool people there. They have a bunch of content creators there, cosplay people, they do all that type of stuff. But, yeah, it's a freaking huge event, and I was going through their schedule, just looking at everything that they had, and dude, the list goes on. It's insane how much there is there, and I'm actually curious if any of our fellow Aussies had actually gone to that event, if that's like something people look forward to going to every year. That'd be pretty cool to see. I'd go just for the EE, the EE stage, but there's some other cool stuff there too. I know they had like Pokemon there. They did a bunch of tabletop. Like, they're literally having like tournaments and stuff. How to play D&D, all this type of stuff. So
that sounds like a cool. Sounds cool.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So by now it's already over. And and so Eve Echoes had a stage there, and it was a. It was more so in NetEase games, right? So the picture, you could see like their NetEase games banner all around. And if you were to zoom in a bit, you can actually see some of their other games. I'm curious as to who was there from NE that represented them. And if there's anybody there specifically from Eve Echoes representing that little booth that they had there. So honestly, just by looking at the pictures, you know, it's just it's a booth that had a tablet. It looks like a couple people are trying to figure out how to play the game on the tablet right there that they had. But there's a lot of people there, man. Holy crap. That's a major event. And that's pretty cool that they were there at that event. And I'd actually hope to see something like that here in the States.
Well, as you were saying all this, Cleo was mentioning that PAX actually started on the West Coast, and they have an East Coast show too.
Hmm.
So it is a United States thing.
I didn't know it was just Australia. Or it is not just Australia. Not just okay. Australia.
Right, yeah. I didn't know that either. Yeah. I'd never heard of it before. So there's the PAX website you did your investigative journalism on.
I, too, am an open source ops intel analyst level 4.
Okay, so they have a Boston, Massachusetts, Seattle, Washington, Melbourne, Victoria, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Man. Interesting. Okay, so Philadelphia is coming up here next month. Or sorry, not next month, but in December. So I wonder if they're going to do something there. Yeah, it's great. They're literally keeping track of how many fuck ups I do.
Yep.
PAX Unplugged in Philadelphia. Okay, I wonder what that. Let's learn more. It's a tabletop gaming focused event specifically tailored to lovers of board games, RPGs, miniatures, cards, and more. Okay, so Nerdfest, definitely. But all in all,
yeah, Jane, you should. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
We'll do back what for it.
What I miss?
Should I release the numbers from the whole year? The number of fucked up from the whole year?
I don't even know. Is there a number for that? Yeah, we probably have a super fan that like.
Where's a where's it. A yeah, yeah? Where's the bingo card?
Man, those need to come back in style, man. The bingo card memes were so good.
They were. Shane's been writing them down.
That's funny.
That is pretty good.
We have one in corp that I think has been following a guy for like 6 years at this point. Like people don't even update it. It's just the same bingo card. Keeps following him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So PAX, Australia. Cool. They were there. Little to much else was known about that though. So it wasn't like made an announcement, said, "Hey, come and see us at PAX 23 in Australia."
Carrie had
mentioned it for 3 seconds in the interview and then proceeded. Right. And I remember there was one listener that actually caught that and inquired about what event that was. I cannot remember. I want to say it was Callisto. I don't know. Sorry, Callisto, if I don't remember, but possibly. Yeah.
Take it as a positive sign, though. That's two quote unquote trade shows, if you want to call it that, or fan shows or fan fests or whatever, that Echoes has been at this year. That's two more than ever in the history of this game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's improvement, right?
You know, in PAX, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog was there. I'm like, how is Sonic there?
Cool.
And it turned out it's just some dude
Sonic
in a costume.
Sonic is still a huge thing. Sonic is still a huge thing.
For real. Yeah.
I'd like to think that Sonic is inside all of us. You know what I mean? Like, Sonic isn't just in one place at a time, you know? He's certainly fast enough to be.
Holy
shit. That sounds creepy.
Advertising for the game.
He's inside all of us. That just sounds creepy. I don't know.
A 3-day badge.
Not inside me right now. I don't know what you're doing, OC.
Jeez.
No kink shaming.
The 3-day badge to PAX Philadelphia is $85, by the way.
That's cheap.
Does it say like for 3 days? Well, it's
otherwise it's basically $40 a day if you buy it separately per day.
God, I mean, like, still, if that's your thing though, right? I mean, that's not so like compared to if you have to fly there and get hotel and all that kind of stuff, right? Like that's a footnote.
Oh man,
so
dude, if they had Yu-Gi-Oh there, I'd for real go and start dueling and fucking smacking around some little kids. Like,
$40, little man. You're like, all right, how about I pay you in cards, though, my guy? You know what I'm saying? Let me, like he breaks open the suitcase, like,
let me bust out my blue deck, eyes deck. How about that? Check this out. This is a deck from 2001. What's up, Damon?
Oh, is it Damon?
No, I was gonna say. I was gonna say. Echoes of New Eden should put forth a make a table for the podcast there for the show.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Dude, if it was a Vegas event, I would be there.
Oh yeah.
San Diego is a little bit more of a stretch. It really depends on time and if it's a weekend. But those are two large get-togethers that happen in gaming communities and so on that I could possibly attend. Those are relatively close to me. And I don't even have to book a freaking plane ticket for that. If it's elsewhere, like New York City or Washington, D.C., or freaking in the middle of nowhere by where Taylor lives, I'd have to book a plane ticket. Or three. So.
Yeah, layovers.
Well, not even that, but my wife and daughter are coming with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Not to mention, I have to find a table somewhere when I have all this stuff here at the house. Just set up a booth. But anyway. Yeah, it's cool that they're doing this type of stuff. I hope that they do more. And that appears to be it for game news and announcements. I mean, so patch notes 10.4. It looks like patch notes 1004, but I think they just forgot the backslash on the date.
Yep.
But this patch notes isn't anything to blow you out of your seat with. So they do their maintenance, 120 minutes to complete, blah blah blah. Here's your 5,000 skill points, and then the Concord Pass event refreshed. So new Concord Pass. What are we in 21? Yes, season 21.
Yep. That's it.
And that is it for patch notes. Bum, bum, bum. See? Very mucho entertaining for the patch notes.
Yep.
Riveting stuff.
I like that. I like that one, Darez. That's good.
So, devs are coming back from their vacation, and so we shall see what comes of it. And maybe Carrie will start replying to other content creator messages, by the way. So
I'm going
to
guess on Tuesday we see a patch notes that is basically just bug fixes, a couple of updates, things like that, nothing more. And then the week after we'll see
something. Do you honestly think coming back from a 5-day holiday vacation that they're wanting to work first thing they walk into the office?
No, but I bet they already have things lined up for this week from before they went on vacation.
I was about to say, the ticket queue is 15,000, right?
So, yeah.
I don't go to work for 2 days and I walk in on Monday not wanting to do shit. So let alone five. So
price updated, bug fixed.
Yeah. All right, Taylor. Yep. So tell us about these Reddit posts that had come out recently that you wanted to highlight.
There's two here that just made me laugh so damn hard.
You're going to share
links? First one pulled up. Yeah, I'm going to put the link up. I've got the first one pulled up now. Let me go over here. Hold on to here. I just found this absolutely hysterical. I think both of them, well, not both of them. One of them is Bradrick Prose. The other one's Reddit Bleed. But the first Bradrick one is where he puts up this whole multiple posts over and over again about people getting all upset about JD's original comment from way back in December. Like, I don't know why people are holding on to this even now about making people want to quit their corpse and quit the game. And people are like, yeah, you know how you don't do that? You just don't quit. But I like this one here too. This is amazing. You got the guys from Breaking Bad, and he goes, you know, JD just said he wants to make Corpse disband and players quit. And Eisenberg goes, what? And Pinkman, whatever his name is, goes, yeah, drink some Fireside while rallying the troops. So we disbanded and a bunch of us quit. What the fuck? Why? Because he said it? Yes.
Such a good scene for that, though.
It is a perfect scene.
Why?
Yeah, why? Or this other one. Yeah, this one right here. Yeah, my alliance gunshots. My alliance. Damn you,
MJD.
These are just the best. Or these guys here. This is great. I love this. Here, I'm going to save this one and post this one, too. This is
the Orange County Choppers guys.
No, I think it's, the Orange County Chopper. Damn it, it did it again.
MJD is an asshole who threatens all of us disband organizations and players being made to quit. But that doesn't actually mean anything. Just don't quit. But he said it. So feelings are hurt. Just don't fucking quit. Jesus Christ. We disbanded already.
Yeah, exactly.
It just escalates. It just gets louder and louder as you read it. He's throwing chairs.
So the war is over. We can rebuild. And what structures we lost, which is all part of the game. It's good. Sticks a stick in his tire and falls over. Damn it, JD.
I like this.
Oh, yeah, that
with Bobby That's Hill. Good. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Build structurally sound groups. Don't disband over losses. Take proper breaks so you don't quit entirely. The guy says, if those kids could read, they'd be very upset. Jeez.
I laughed so hard at this post. Bradrick sometimes just is so long-winded it's hard, but this was just perfect. I just loved every second of this, so I had to highlight it.
There's like no text to these. It's just a meme dump.
Yeah, it's just the images. I know, it's great. It's amazing. He didn't have to type anything.
And he pulled 48 comments of salt possibly. So
Yep. Then this one's a video that Reddit Plebe did, and this is the best work I've ever seen Reddit Plebe do. And this is just the best.
Oh. Yeah, I remember this scene. Yeah. Like, he wants to fight some kid. He gets his ass
kicked by everybody.
Yeah, he wants to fight some kid, and the kid turns out to be super buff and muscular. He's like, no, right, now I don't want to fight you.
Sorry. I thought this was great. Nowhere near accurate, but also funny as hell.
Are people still using the other subreddit, like, on a daily basis, or they're trying to get rid of the Eve underscore?
It's a pretty different group, though.
It is.
I mean, there's people posting on both, but it's been a very different crowd for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
I have a lot of new bros that are over on that one that ask the new bro questions, and that's the kind of, I really want to share the screenshot. That was the other thing. I don't have the link put up, and I'm not going to put up a link to my own post that I made, but there was a post going around, screenshot going around of something that Vetimune was literally saying to people in Void. And I guess we can save this for the whole update for the war notes, but instead of this part of it, but it's hilarious.
I actually am queued up for the 1 year anniversary of the server war versus Razzle Dazzle. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
Yep.
I'm already collecting content for that.
It's about a month and... It's less than 30 days. Well, it's about a month and... Yeah. End of November, technically. Thanksgiving week. Everybody goes off the 1st of December, but it was really Thanksgiving week.
So, here's another one. I'm just scrolling. Oh, this is the one that you're talking about. Okay. With the metal... reward. Yeah,
the metal reward. What do you mean?
The meme that you posted on Reddit. Here, let me just pull it.
Oh yeah, that one. Yep.
Is this the one that you're talking about?
Yeah, Vetimune actually put up this on the other Reddit, but he had it where Silent was all happy or whatever, but it had everybody but Silent in front of it actually doing the work, you know, like CRB and X and all that kind of stuff. Essentially making fun that Silent can't do anything on their own, which is fucking hysterical. So I decided to go and I saw a post that he made. I made this after seeing that and seeing a post that he made where he was literally telling people in Void that there was a momentum shift in the war. Void was now fully engaged in winning. because they removed the last silent sov in OG and Void Space. Now, but context is king here, and what he fails to realize is all three of those were captured, and Tosist downgraded, all the parts were stripped, shipped out, and we walked the fuck away from them, dumbass. Like, really?
That's interesting, because I wonder if I'm watching Elite PvP videos on them blowing up citadels that have been downgraded and undefended.
That's all you're watching. That's all you're watching. That's absolutely correct. Yeah, and so then I made this meme instead of Enjoy the Spin.
Do people realize what it takes to actually Entosis and downgrade? Like, not only do you have to do the Entosis and succeed with that, but you have to wait a week for it to repair and defend it once again. And then
understand any of that. Yeah. Void doesn't understand any of that because they've never done it before.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
There's no war. That's 2023 as fuck, though. That's on point as fuck.
That's about right.
Listen, this thing that we're saying is not happening definitely isn't happening.
Right.
But it's going pretty well, though.
I got on the PAC-23 server today. It was hilarious. I didn't even try to like anything. I just said, hello, please give me rolls.
Yeah. Anyway, like, so question. So is there like a server or a job I can apply to? Like, who comes up with the names for the coalitions? It seems like a fun job. And so far they've come up with 400 different fucking names, right? Like, is there like a place I can apply or?
Yeah. Every few months. Yep.
MJD's in the audience tonight. Maybe he can tell us how the naming of the RD side of
that was easy.
What is it? Just like MJD, is it like a Ouija board and you like contact some banana and you're like, what do we name it this time? Well, and then he
to give him the old razzle dazzle.
Rattles some chains.
Like. Yeah, I was gonna say he likes the meme of the cat and the top hat. That's where razzle dazzle came from. It's pretty simple.
Razzle dazzle came from the Gen War 2. Is like, when you want a fucking razzle dazzle? There we go. That's it's a it. Crab yep. with a knife yep. in it or something. I want to say I was inspired by Retzi.
That one right there. Oh,
wow.
The old razzle dazzle.
There we go. Okay.
That's the epitome of class right there. Just to be, he's even got the shoes and everything. This is
just think too. Strapped. And I'm still on this server, the banana blender server against Pantheon. Remember that?
Yes.
I'm technically still on that server, even though I can't see any channels. It's called Banana Blended.
Philly was a great server name. That Mountain, was I one love of the you. Best. That was one
yeah.
of
the best. Philly.
Yep.
Philly Coalition. Amazing. Yeah.
Now, PAC-23, I can tell you exactly how they named that. I can tell you. I can just picture it now. I can picture Vetimmune in his room with his roommate, because we all know he's got like this roommate now. And he's sitting there all by himself. And he's trying to figure out, okay, so CC doesn't exist anymore. HHH was ridiculous and doesn't exist anymore because that lasted like, I don't know, 30 days. And then Burr peaced out. So, but like OG and Void are already together, but we need to get other people to kind of form up a group with us. Hey, Billy, where's my thesaurus? What's another word for group? Like a pack? Oh, yeah, pack. That's it. We'll make a pact. Yes, we'll make a pact with one another. What year is it? 2023. Perfect. We're done.
Got it.
That's all the fucking thought that went into that.
Time to pack it in, boys.
pack it in. We're done.
How many times has Razzle Dazzle changed their name?
Once, because it was Demolition Coalition.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
It is better than fucking hippos, JD. You're right. You're right.
They should name it. So, they should name it.
Hungry hippos.
Good
God. Nah, really, they should just be called Momentum Shift at this point.
That's a pretty badass name, though. Like Momentum Shift.
Yeah. That's better than PAC-23. I mean,
it's more memorable for sure.
It is. And the Momentum, by the way, is OG completely falling apart and everybody leaving the fucking game.
Well, since we're
the only corp left in there, Lofty, you're here. I always feel like every time you're around and you're here, you get shit on, and I don't mean to do that. But if you're still here, is there anybody left in OG? And did those corps drop this week because they're going into a new alliance, which is what I had heard? Hippos didn't really ever catch on. Coward Coalition. They made Lofty it so easy.
Lofty is a champ.
Yeah,
he's still with us. Yep.
Yep. No, he's not in there anymore, though.
So Burr rejoined the war efforts. Was that because they're obligated to defend their corporations that joined them after they left OG?
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's just what I'm seeing. Yeah. So,
Well, AL joined them.
Pirate stuff. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They want to try to third party it while actually being one of the two parties involved. okay. We could turn this into a total shit show. Totally dumping on all of them at this point.
Fireside.
Special edition show every few months. It's the shit show, guys. The shit edition.
I've actually been tempted to do a Echoes of New Eden Fireside and just make it a shit show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. You have to really like lean into that one, too.
Yeah, yeah, for real. So
I like that one. Change, you're right. They want to take station parts.
Good morning, good evening, and good night, everyone. Welcome to Fireside.
Somebody found the sound effects. The sound. Found,
that one's favorited. That is literally, I'm going to post a screenshot. I don't think you can. One sec. Bro.
We are left with Kmart bad guys.
All right. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is you've got AOA literally dropping SOV in OG, old, what used to be OG's area. You've got AL, which is now part of Burr, getting their shit, switched over and or dropping new SOV as well as part of Burr in that area, as well as over towards normal, what I would call normal Burr space. I don't see if Void starts to get ripped apart, which they will. They'll start to get ripped apart the same way that OG got ripped apart, and we'll see the same thing rinse and repeat. We'll see Burr and we'll see AOA start to pick off certain locations. Meanwhile, if nobody realized this, it looks like the little bit of a conflict or fire that started about a week or two ago between AOA and Meow is continuing. There's continuing fights between those two groups. So
just think Void OG, they have all their timers set to AOA prime time and they can just get decimated just as easy.
Well, and even the AOA guys can get decimated, even when it's time zone tanked. We don't seem to have as hard of a problem going into other people's time zones as they have going into our time zone.
Yeah.
I mean, man, just speaking objectively, right? The fact that y'all blew up your fucking SOV, went to LOSEC, existed for months, and they were like, and then went back.
Yeah.
That's a lot of AIDS. That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, people could talk shit. Just speaking from like a coalition leadership standpoint. When nothing wrong is happening, people are fucking crying every day, right? You know, like, I can't even imagine.
You know how long GenFed lasted without SOV?
Is this a trick question? Or?
No, don't. Seriously, guess. Guess how long they went before folding without days, SOV.
2 weeks, 3 weeks? I don't know.
Yeah, actually, you're pretty close. 3 weeks.
Okay. Yep.
So, Silent blew up their SOV. And they literally lived in enemy space in LOSEC, or HiSec, I guess, for like six months.
I lived in Knoll the whole time.
Right.
I lived out of MOTAC and Delve and Greed Basis. And
not to mention the people that didn't move. They're just like, there's no SOV here, so I could plant my outpost here. I just live my own game. They did that.
Yeah.
But for the most part... Yeah, a lot of those corporations had lived in LOSEC for many months and then reoccupied. But
So we could sit and bash all this all we want, but at the end of the day, I mean, if we're really going to be objective about it and look at it, it all really does come down to a failure of leadership, whether it was a failure of those groups trying to bite off more than they can chew, which is the number one problem, and the number two problem, a failure of leadership to be able to actually coalesce a decent alliance and a group of players around them. So that's the two main issues. It has nothing to do with what Silent decided to do or not to do.
Yeah.
Slippy.
So
JD typed believe out, it or not, I'm not going to lie. Slippy comes back and says, that's a first.
Believe it or not, there's other things I want to talk about.
Yeah, we can move on from this.
That's just one of those things that happens, you know, this last week. So I'm actually curious as to see how this going forward, how this continues. And hopefully it lasts up until the 1 year mark, the 1 year anniversary of the server war versus SHH and their company, right? So we'll see, right? We'll keep an eye on that. So moving on, we have the largest kill mill in EVE Echo's history. Badran did the honors of getting trapped, baited and trapped. There's the kill mill right there in the on-air chat. 1.8 trillion got dunked on by about 60 in some sort of Nihilist dead space area.
Yep.
And there's video of that was on Bilibili. Whomever was recording that had uploaded that onto their Chinese YouTube called Bilibili.
Yep.
So you could watch a video of that. Do you have the link? Somebody said that they had the link for it, I think. But
yeah, I had it somewhere and I can't. JD, I do too. He's got it. Yeah, if you've got it, post it.
Yes. So considerably, this is the largest kill mill in the game to date. That is like legit. 1.8 trill, it being a super carrier at that. Not only did he lose that, but he also lost a fax and another carrier. Okay, yep. So yep. OC shared the video link. Big rip there. Taylor, what do you know about the loss, I guess you could say? Was it like a bait and trap type of scenario?
No, I mean, I didn't talk to Badran about it, and I've just watched the video briefly. I mean, obviously, he was out ratting with his three ships, doing his thing in a capital dead space, and got caught off the gate where he couldn't get back. He was pretty close to where all their caps are, which probably wasn't very smart to do in the first place, let alone at that time of day. When they can get on.
Yeah, I get JD, what was the total amount of damages and capital losses at Daku? 2.3 trillion in one engagement. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between obviously a super loss and you know, how many ships, how many regular capitals do you have to get to amass up to an equivalency of 1.8 trillion? And obviously, it's exactly. So yeah, exactly. I was waiting for it. He knew. I know he knew. So so you could yeet 40 into a super anytime. And come out ISK ahead. If obviously the caps would be a lot easier to make.
Yeah, and pretty much in every CTA, MJD says keep it under 2T and we'll be fine.
Wow, that's a hell of a limbo bar.
It is a hell of a limbo bar.
So I did see somebody post this kill mail on the Coalition Discord, and Badran replied to it as in RIP. Like, he replied to his own kill mail. So, like, he's very well aware of that. Though, what I'm curious is, how many other supers does he have? Because he's got to have more than one.
He does.
So.
He does.
yeah, it pains me to see a Kilmail like that. But at the same time, I know he's hooked up. Let's just say
I'm sure he's fine. I mean, the amount of people that he's baited in a Cap Nihilus, right? I mean, and there's lots of Kilmails that folks don't post on Mario, right? And that they may not post, so.
Yeah, you never know, I guess.
You never know. Yep.
So, that to date is the largest Kilmail in Eve Echo's history. Though it's in Chinese, I couldn't tell if there's really any like A types or X types or anything on that hell to actually know. I haven't seen the English version of it, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there's A types and everything.
Well, look at this. So Slippia just posted his Moby stats.
Yeah, I got it pulled up for the YouTube stream too.
Best kill. His best kill was a hell at 1.4.
Mm-hmm.
Highest lost was a hell at 1.8. Let's see. He's killed 11 trillion isk worth of ships.
Less than 1% snuggly after dying in a hell.
No. He's killed 19 trillion, 4,026 ships.
Yeah.
He's killed 19 trillion.
I was saying with just the hell. He's killed 11 trillion just with the hell.
Right. Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
He's less than 1%. He's less than 1% snuggly.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, it made no difference. Like statistically, from econ wise, it's terrible. But statistically, this no difference. This dude, honestly, Nettie's really needs to offer him a job because the amount of fucking IP that this guy sells in a month, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's moving product.
Wow. He had an A type shield hardener and a B type fire control.
Almost killed Matty for kills.
Wow. Yeah, that's 4,026 ships killed versus 27 ships lost. Wow.
Yep. Zero fucks, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got more. He's got more.
You miss Matty.
Jeez.
Yep.
All right. Then shall we give the farewell to Benzy? I guess not necessarily a speech, but
yeah,
you know, I'd pretty much called it. Was it last weekend when I talked about that, about him? He was basically on his way out anyway, and we'd kind of known that, at least the content creators has known that for a number of weeks, and you see it in not only his tone and his content, the stuff that he says in content creator chats, the stuff that he says to other people, the stuff that he posts in general chat. I'm like, yeah, this dude's about ready to actually hang up his hat and call it quits for Eve Echoes. And with him only doing Q&A videos, I pretty much figured that he was done. And so, yeah, it is unfortunate as a content creator to see another content creator go down, especially as big as his name is for Eve Echoes. It does kind of suck to not have, you know, him around anymore. You know, a lot of people can sort of agree with that, make fun of him or not. Like I said last time, we've had good conversations with him. He's actually pretty fun to debate with. Taylor likes dunking on him, of course. We have that relationship, but at the end of the day, it, you know, he was pretty negative toward the game. A lot of people had seen it and pretty much considered the Q&As to be salt extraction videos that lasted almost 30 minutes up until the last one, to where he actually had about a 6-minute monologue as to why he was quitting and so on and so forth, and he's just gonna do EVE Online content, though he claims to not be quitting at 100% capacity, because he says, who knows, he may come back and for some update and make a content video about it, or play or log in or do something along that line. So I don't think he's forever gone. I think eventually he'll come back.
Nobody ever really quits.
True. So,
But I hope he never makes another Q&A again because they're horrible. They're painful. I mean, this one was funny to watch only because of just how freaking pissed off he was, and he's cussing, and he's got black fingernails and shit in his teeth, and he's got this rat's tail hair thing going now, and divorce hasn't been really kind to him. It was so damn funny. But anyway, yeah, so I'm sure he'll come back. The next video he's going to do is going to be about Black Ops and how disgustingly expensive they are and how they suck and they're nothing like EVE Online and how good EVE Online is. And,
like,
you know.
Probably, though, right? I mean, that's, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, so, I mean, that's exactly what he's going to do. You know, I still think it's hilarious how many people are pissed off about the new cruisers, the new battleships, about them being expensive, about not having content for his chameleon. I mean, I just find this fucking hilarious. It's like, what did these people expect?
Right.
That a new cruiser was going to come out. It was only going to cost $200 million to build and fit. And you're going to be able to make $500 million an hour off it on some new ANOM that only cruisers can go in. Like, really? Hmm. Really? I mean, keep fucking dreaming. And not to mention that there's plenty of content for a chameleon. It's called PvP, which is what this game is. And like, I can think of a million things. I can think of a million things that... you can use a chameleon for. He apparently couldn't think of a single one.
Benzy talking about edging. Hold on, let me play this. Yeah.
Well,
how do you not see that? How are people not seeing that at this point in time? It is blatant. It is obvious. It is right there. Netties don't give a shit about you and your game experience. They want you to be having just enough fun. Just that hint of fun, that threat that if you just do this, you might actually start having fun. It's like being on the edge of an orgasm, for fuck's sake. You are right there. If you just do a little bit more, you'll finally get what you're looking for.
Okay.
But that never comes. You never actually reach that point because they keep moving the goalposts. You are always right on the edge of it. Right on the edge, and then they move it back. And they keep you hanging on. How do you not see that?
It's like turned into a relationship podcast like halfway through, like it starts meandering off.
Yeah. God. Well, as entertaining as that may have been, there's a number of times during that rant where I'm like, I don't have this issue. I don't see this being a problem. Yeah. Or try something different.
I mean, it really is one of expectations, though. Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of it is one of expectations. It's like, it's ironic because I think this is one of those titles where you are most enabled to metagame, and a large majority of the population looks at exactly what's in front of them, and they're like, no, the sandbox is wrong.
Well,
it's ironic, I think.
Yeah. And Nesseville actually said this earlier, if you had to scroll up to see it, but he's actually correct. It's what happens to a content creator who starts, you know, beta with a game and sees the game evolve and how the game changes over time, but he doesn't evolve or change with it. And he expects it to be the vision he had in his head of what it was going to be during the beta that never actually occurred. I mean, that's really the case with him. Say what you want about anything else. But that's really his biggest hang up. The game never quite became what he wanted it to be.
Well, sure.
Right from the beginning.
But that's a common thing for people that buy into things during betas. That's why people are so mad about SE. You know what I mean? It's like, but it goes. That's why I'd say expectations, right? It's like at a certain point you have to realize, like, look, if individuals at the company keep saying things and you feel like what's delivered isn't aligning to those things, at a certain point it's not the people. It's the organization, right? And I'm not saying whether it's good or bad, just you need to understand when they then say more things, maybe chill for a sec. You know what I mean? Don't take it as gospel. Don't put your emotions into it. You know, I think one of the best parts about this game is the fact that it is an MMO. And I personally would rather put my stock in like human beings, the relationships, the experiences you're going to get from it, because that's stuff you can take from game to game. Listen, tomorrow morning, if NetEase fucks up bad enough, the server won't be there, dog. You know what I mean? It's like, so to me, to put all your stock into that thing, right? It's never made sense. Like, obviously, if tomorrow morning all my shit gets blown up, I'm going to be sad. But that's not the main thing. And I don't know. I think it kind of misses the point for that to be the thing that's going to raise your blood pressure every single day to the point where you're raging on videos in front of people that you're not actually having a conversation with.
Yeah. So he says in this video too, at one point where, and he dumps all over the devs. I don't know why they would allow him to continue to be a senior content creator. But he says, you know, I've been talking to the devs for 3 years now and they don't listen to me. Why would they ever listen to anybody else then? Well, geez, dumbass. Nobody's listening to you because you sound like a fucking crazy person. Cut your hair. It's not 1974, Jethro.
Well.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe brush your teeth. I don't know.
That's like an insane oversimplification. Like, you know, it's like, okay, dude, first of all, like when we say devs, right? That's, I'm going to assume he means more than one. I'm assuming he means more than one rung on the ladder, right? It's like, dude, you have no. It's like when you apply for a job. Bro, you could crush the interview. The hiring manager could like you. And all of a sudden, the portfolio doesn't have money to hire you and you don't get the job. There's enough shit to do with you. That's just, you know what I mean? It's the same thing with this. Like, you might be right. And the devs might look at your suggestion and be like, damn, this dude nailed it. That's amazing. And then the manager above them might say, this is amazing. But you know what? We're in a budget for 6 months for that, guys. The sprints are already written. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's a dev knows what I'm talking about, right? Like, you're always going to have those people that are like, bro, the sprints are already written. It's locked in. We're not changing it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how good your idea is. No.
They have a content timeline, whether we know it or not.
Right. I mean, I'm definitely not a NetEase apologist, but I think some of these things that we get mad about, it's like, dude, this is not a NetEase thing. It's just a business thing, right? Like, certain things are just easier for people in a business unit to get by with, and it has nothing to do with the spaceships, because the majority of the people past the devs, if even they play a ton, right? They're, you know what I'm saying? Like, the guy three rungs up, he's definitely never been in a spaceship in his life, right? It's just spreadsheets to him.
Yeah. Well, I think, Taylor, you hit it on the head with that, with the ability to adapt to this game and the changes. I mean, we've been playing this since basically day one. I didn't play the beta, so I don't really know pre-launch what it was all about, but since it launched officially, I've been playing that and then been playing the game at a CEO level for almost 3 years now, and having to make decisions and adapt and literally play the game as at that level to be able to succeed in the game or to still continue to do what we like doing in the game. He doesn't have that. Like I had mentioned it weeks and weeks ago, for whatever reason, I remember bringing this up. It's like, try being a CEO of a corp. I know he's not. I don't even think he was in leadership. But do you think that he has anything to do with managing their industry? Do you think he has anything to do with budgeting corp tech tree and costs? Or Citadel costs and upgrade costs or anything along the lines of that type of stuff. Managing SOV, managing human resources or other CEO duties or anything of sorts like that. Alliance duties. No, I think a lot of it was he was kind of more of a selfish player. And then when new content came, he was obligated to make videos on that stuff, whether or not he liked it or not. But often it came down to him not liking it. And in the video, he also claims like somebody gave him a CNC to do a content video on. Benzie doesn't fly capitals.
No.
So why would you do that?
Expensive troll.
Yeah. Now with all this said, I will say this, you know, as the game was getting ready to get launched, as it was coming out, and even in the first few months, first 6 months, 8 months of the game, it was good to have somebody producing the amount of content that he was, trying to go through and explain things. And it was actually good for people to listen to it and try it, realize it's wrong, and then figure out for themselves what they needed to do. Right? The amount of misinformation that it did spread, JD, was actually good for the folks who, it probably did lead to people quitting, but it also was good for the folks who could figure the shit out and realize what was wrong and be able to capitalize on that. So Eve is always is a give and take, right? It's an ebb and flow. The way you're playing the game from day one versus 6 months in to a year in, no matter when day one was, day one for you could be 6 months ago. You're not playing this game the same way today as you were when you started. We're not playing the game the same way that we were playing it in August of 20. Not even close. So somebody had to fill that void. Somebody had to, no pun intended, somebody had to be there to at least release that content and give other people something to look at, think about, and figure it out for themselves. Because for a long time, when you're coming to this game, you do need to take that time to figure it out for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you're just going off of something because that's what everybody else said,
definitely,
then you're going to wind up in a world of hurt. You have to sit and think through it.
Yeah, so there is that. He is, I guess, gone in that sense as far as content creators go for Eve Echoes. Now, there does seem to be a void, like you had said, pun intended, of
brutal stuff.
Content. Though, I'll give a shout out. I know Damon did on his last video about Hale and his content that he's putting out. I mean, he put out a video the other day of a DR fraud tutorial. Like,
that's good. That's good.
No, see, you laugh about that, but honestly, I don't think I remember in any Eve Echoes content anybody doing a DR fraud video, like a tutorial.
That's funny, man.
Right. I'm like thinking to myself, this is the shit that Taylor needs to be doing in his shorts. I don't know why he's not, but. I'm like, damn, I need Hale working for me. But, you know, he's actually gaining a pretty good momentum as far as creating content for Eve Echoes. And so those of you that haven't heard of him, I mean, we've given him shout outs and all this stuff on this show before, and he's kind of the up and coming guy, and I have faith that he'll start providing, you know, tutorial videos and such for modern day game mechanics and such, you know, as to what people are doing, like DR fraud. Like,
yeah,
you tell a T7 pilot, hey, that just got recruited to your corp, don't bother moving through the gate, just DR fraud it. Just bring an interceptor, you know, not even an interceptor, just somehow get up here, set your base, and DR fraud your favorite ship that you want to use. And they're like, well, how do I DR fraud? They've probably never even been inside DR, let alone know what that does, right? So, though I didn't watch that video, because I already know pretty much everything there is to know about DR fraud, I hope he goes over, like, the cost discounts that goes with all that type of stuff on insurance points. But anyway, Hale is a up and coming content creator that could potentially fill that void as far as content for newer players in tutorials and such.
Yep.
I know, I'm getting a bunch of pings. Oh shit. Wow. Taylor, are you gonna make me co-exec?
I don't know, we'll see.
Okay. Should we get into consider your suggestion? Can we do that real quick?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah.
It's time to consider your suggestion. All right. Consider your suggestion. This is where we go to the Eve Echoes Discord and we go to the feedback section under suggestions. And actually, I'm going to scroll up to the one that I did the other day, and I looked at it today. I posted it, I think it was on the Echoes of New Eden Discord. I have to find it. Where is it? so many suggestions. I think by the time I did that suggestion, it was like number 19,000. That's how many suggestions I go through. It's almost daily. Shoot, yeah. I think that's too far. I'm sorry, I'm just scrolling. Okay, right here. We'll start with this one. This was from me. Remove Corp Omega feature.
Oh, God.
Just remove it. Now, why... What led me to that suggestion, right, was the fact that we're seeing all these new players, all these considerably veteran players switching corps or alliances, and having the need to require Corp Omega in order for them to join that corporation. I look at applications like that, and I'd be like, giving them the finger, you know, like, dude, you're dumb. Ain't nobody gonna recruit you. Like, why would you say that? Because there's
that's pretty bad.
Probably corporations that do that.
No, they are. That's definitely a thing. 100% is a thing.
But
that's so bad.
Somebody is still paying for that. Like, I've done Corp Omega in the past. I've done it for people in need, people that paid me ISK. And so I did the whole Plex conversion and paid for it technically out of their pocket, though it went through me, and I did it through Corp Omega because it was on a member that was in a different corp, say the alt corp. Like, there's ways around that type of stuff, and that could be used for that, but it's pretty rare. I just say, just get rid of the whole thing. I don't think, other than that, there's not really a need for it. I don't understand why people just can't either get the Plex themselves or pay the $5 standard Omega to
$4.99.
Right.
Yeah, it's a coffee.
You want to play this game 100% for free? Well, you can grind out the ISK, convert it to Plex, and buy your Omega that way. Or you just pay the $5. That's what I'm getting at. People that have this need to join a corp just because they give Corporation Omega actually hurts the corp. They may not know it because the corp still has to pay that. More so, whoever is dishing out that Corp Omega has to take money out of the corporation wallet into their personal wallet, buy Plex, then issue Corp Omega. So I don't know if these people really know how Corp Omega works. It's
no, they don't.
It's technically not even Corp Omega. It's you're using a corporation tab feature to that.
Yeah, that's it. And you're paying it out of your own wallet.
You're paying it out of your own wallet. When that person gave me ISK to Plex to then purchase Omega, that Plex came out of my pocket, not the corpse. If you look at corporation wallet, there is no Plex or AUR feature to where you can just add Plex all willy-nilly or spend it or whatever. It comes out of somebody's personal pocket, of however it may be. Whether it's
I'm not sure people really care. You know what I mean? I think it's just one of those things where it's Eve, and if people think they can get it, they'll ask for it.
Well, say we have a higher tax, and I recruit members, and I say, oh, well, hey, our 25% tax, you know, that tax goes to Corporation Mega for everybody or whoever needs it. So every member has to pay tax toward Corporation Omega, whether or not they use it, benefit it from it or not. So whoever's actually doing that, I think, is actually scamming the people who are paying the higher tax. This can get real deep. I have a feeling this can get real deep.
Oh, I mean, I don't agree with it as a, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not something we do, right? But I'm just saying that I don't have so much faith in humanity. I think it's people not realizing that someone's paying. I think ultimately people just don't care, right? The amount of conversations I've had with people where they're like, you're going to explain how they can't, like, they're just like, no, I just can't spend money on this. I mean, it's, people can get away with it, so they try to. Okay. I think it's really that simple.
You know what I tell them? Follow your content creators, because they're giving away Omega Duo Omegas at that every week. Right. Whether it's us in trivia, whether it's Jubileus for however he gives them out you know, or other content creators like Damon Zell for Big Kills.
Yep.
Like, come on. It puts some effort into it. Like, it's not a zero effort game. Got to put some effort into it. I say remove Corp Omega. Fuck them hoes. I got 39 downvote. I got 39 downvotes. Okay.
I mean, my perspective on it is like, don't remove it and let people that are making bad decisions continue to make bad decisions for their organizations. Because that's Eve. If you want to, like, because the way I look at it is like, let's say it's 500 mil per person to do that or whatever the fuck. It's like, well, if you have a 10% tax rate, you got a grand, what, 5 bill to do that, to then put it into this guy that is not new, he's not tested, he's not loyal, he's not a high producer. His argument is, I don't produce. I don't produce enough, and I'm new to your organization, so you should give me disproportionate resources. And we don't know each other. If you want to make that decision as a leader, I fully support your ability to do so in a competitive environment. That's the way I look at it, right? It's like, because that's, to me, that's wild, right? Like, it, to me, what I think makes more sense is to put more onboarding resources up front, like to kind of explain that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm all for people having the avenue to waste their money if they want.
Yeah, I used to run a corporation for corporation. This was before I was the CEO, and I was actually allocated ISK every month to buy Plex and get Omega for that character just so they can run a corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is what it, like, that is that, but granted, I haven't done that in a long time, probably close to 2 years now, so I haven't had the need to do any of that type of stuff, but yeah, it happened back when there was a lot more players in the game, when needed more corporations, but all right, yeah. Continuing on, here's another suggestion. This one got a majority upvotes from Frawl. Please add more options to link my iOS game account to Android game client. Twitter and Facebook are currently blocked in my country, and many iOS users are unable to log in into game on emulator or another device. So in general, and I mean, granted, I play on both devices. If, and both devices, I mean iOS and Android, because I use Amazon Fire tablets. I also use emulators, as well as an iPad and iPhone. So, like, I know the whole iOS Android game. Though, my workaround around that was using Twitter logins, because then the software didn't matter. Or Facebook, but I don't really use Facebook anymore. I use Twitter logins. But if Twitter is blocked in their country, then that's a big rip.
I mean, well, we're going to lose it too at some point.
Is that because of the whole API thing that they threatened?
Yeah. Yeah. NetEase is not playing ball with that. So we're going to lose it at some point. And unfortunately, that means if you're Android, you're probably going to go Facebook route, and that's a bundle of fun to make fake accounts on there.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Yeah. So, could there be, I mean, you could brainstorm a number of things that, granted, on Windows, you can access Apple softwares and features like iCloud and such through a secure login through Apple. Why couldn't an Android device do the same thing?
For the purpose of this game, no idea. Also, why don't they just have their own independent identity that they manage? I mean, that's kind of a, I understand that this is the year of cloud and stuff, right? But the fact of the matter is, these identities are mapped. So the answer is, they do have their own identities, but we don't have access to create and manage them separately. So, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like it's fine if they want us to use APIs, but if they start getting picky about which ones to use at a certain point, it's like, so can I just make an account for the service then? Because the API really should be an add-on thing. It's not the meat and the potatoes. It's like the side, right? So just seems like that one wouldn't cost them any money.
If they just,
well, minus the dev cost up front, but
if they just let us play on two accounts under the same login, then we wouldn't have the need for so many logins and all this other bullshit. But on to the next one, all right? Taylor, are you sleeping now?
No, I'm back now.
Okay. So here's another one that got high favorability. Can we have more bookmarks, please? By William. 31 upvotes. How many? Is there a limit to bookmarks? Because I honestly don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, for clubs it's like 50 or 70 or 60 or something, no?
Is that not enough? Is 50 bookmarks not enough?
It depends on what you're doing. It might not be. I think the bigger problem is sorting and foldering the bookmarks, to be honest with you. I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be able to organize them before I'd rather have more.
Yeah. Have, you know, these are docking bookmarks, these are gate bookmarks, these are outpost bookmarks, or so on and so forth. I could see that
up. You might mean personal. I have no idea what the personal limit is.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I know my corporation bookmarks is like, it's probably close to 50 if it's not maxed out. There's a lot.
Yeah. We're at like 58, so I don't know what the max is now for it. But the problem with that is, like, dude, now you're fucking 58, right? So if they say, oh, you can have 200, cool, but now you can't organize them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really helpful after a while.
Yeah, if you were to look at my personal bookmarks, they're probably, like, 2+ years old, and they're to things that probably aren't even there anymore. So, yeah, rip. I just barely ever use bookmarks for whatever reason. I just don't do it.
I don't really use them that much either. It depends. I mean, I use them situationally on certain grids, but that's about it. Other than that, I just kind of ignore them.
Here you
I don't
go.
Even know who is doing our court bookmarks right now as far as cleaning them up and all that.
So Pneumatosis says 75 for corp and 30 personal.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's something like that. I don't think we quite hit 100 for corp. I don't know. I don't know if we will use 75, but like what Taylor said, right? Like, in terms of our actual bookmarks that people use day to day, it's probably 20, maybe 30. But then it's like when you get into PvP and you want the bookmark that's 20km above this thing and what, you know, all that kind of shit, that's when you hit the bookmark limit.
Am I the only one that's inconvenienced to have to scroll through like 30 different names for bookmarks just to get to the one that I want?
I think I'm just numb to the pain. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Do you remember what contracts were like year one?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's where I'm, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you, like, you suffer trauma and then you're just frozen there? Like, that's where I'm at right now. Is I'm stuck on the contract trauma.
Literally built a nightmare for somebody, and the contract had 86 days on it until he could accept it.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Remember that shit?
That was funny.
What we would do is, We took up a fund and we just started dumping silica glass into Hangar 2. And all we would do is, for some reason, we could always get that under a 4-hour stack, which went to 0 hours. And we would just break that up like that. It would take like 30 seconds. And that's how we would move everything around. You would just counterbalance with the silica to get past it. So I just, man, that's where I'm at. So, like, yeah, the bookmark scrolling shit is sad, but they're learning slowly.
Yeah, that whole contract thing is bringing back memories, because I remember because back then that was when nightmares were like 16+ billion, and if you were to contract it to somebody, say they're quitting the game and they just want to give it to a corporation or something, like, they would give it to them, like, they would accept the contract, but it would be locked for like a month or longer just because the value of it was so high.
Yeah, well, then you had the points. So if you had like a corp character that did intake for donations or taxes or whatever, and some asshole sends you shit on a T7 character, dunzos. Mm-hmm. You're locked out.
Wow. Those were the days.
And you can't even see. You don't know what tech level you're accepting contracts from. Man, it was. Yeah, so we're doing it. We're getting there, boys.
Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Add a Marshall battleship to the game. 23 upvotes. I don't know what this is, so I'll have to get educated on this. What is this?
The Concord. The Concord Black Ops. That's okay. That's the one where, like, if you do the dot game in EO, it was like the top prize.
Okay. All right, here's one from Big Stink. 24 downvotes. Let's see what he has come. Let's see what he
what a name, though.
Come up for this. Yeah. Covert Ops Orca with no targeting delay after decloaking. This will 100%. Be really good for mining gas in the Cobalt Edge, and the lack of targeting delay could allow us to quickly decloak and start mining, allowing us to gather more gas in the time before Hostile shows up. I think this could make mining really fun and more interesting than it currently is. 24 downvotes.
Oh, is this not a troll? Was this like a serious suggestion? Or?
Yeah,
it's
serious.
It's posted as a serious one. Here you go. I think there was one here that was a serious suggestion, and then it was followed up by trolls. So get this. Giotto says, add Logi Battleship, 27 upvotes. The next suggestion. Add Capital Interdictors.
Capital Dictors, yes.
33 downvotes. Then the next one. Add Capital Interceptors, 30 downvotes. Yes. More capitals, that's what we need, for sure. Hey, what?
I think it's capital. We need capital.
So the first suggestion was Logi Battleship. The second, then it was followed by Capital Interdictors, which was then followed by Capital Interceptors. I mean, we have T10 variant interceptors.
See, the real troll here, though, is not posting the suggestion. The real troll is when Nettie's goes, no problem, and then you have Logi Battleships, but they're a year 4 sub reward that's Kanyu, and it's 25,000 IP, and they're like, got him. Closed. Small ship content, boys.
Oh, here we go. And we're going to top it off with the latest salt extraction out of the suggestions list, okay? 12 up. This is pretty fresh. Happened today. 12 downvotes so far. Laud Lawless. Please create a bubble immunity module or rig. There is no real need for such a module rig to help balance the gate camps. As it stands, only interceptors are immune to bubbles. Other ships don't have much a chance to survive gate camps, especially with several pilots in the camps, which causes huge imbalance in PvP. This needs to be addressed. Using DRIP discount to move expensive ships to and from Null without worrying about gate camps. Is it practical or economical?
So don't fucking do it. Like, for what?
Yeah, I don't know. Get what? Good?
Stop making me use this workaround that I've determined is not economical.
You know what gets around gate camps? Taylor Rick probably knows this one. Jump freighters?
Yeah.
Bro, dude, that low slot change? Oh my god. It's amazing.
That's hilarious. It's so funny. It's fucking ridiculous. But it's also, I mean, what's the one thing you can put there that makes sense? You tell me. I know what it is. You tell me, Yossi. What is it?
Oh, bro, I have a synthetic eye stab.
It's an eye stab. That's it. That's the only thing that makes sense. Also, it's the only thing that fits in the power grid because you can't put a micro warp drive. You can put a shield hardener there, but that's stupid.
No, yeah. The main reason I go for that is like because if you happen to be jumping to a system where you can't jump under a gate, if you're on the beacon, the second you get there, let's say someone's lagging, they have a 3-second delay, you can get down to what, like a 9-second line time?
6.
So if you're, if you want to catch me, you got to be quick, though. So
yeah,
that wasn't a challenge to the listeners. It wasn't a challenge. Right. It was a joke. I'm sure you could catch me. Please don't try to catch me.
No, I mean, I've got a high level GU for that eye stab as well. So good fucking luck.
Yeah.
Who's the MasterCard character in Pravi? Is that one of your characters? Is it called like MasterCard or something like that? JG?
I don't. Oh, JG Wentworth. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
JG Wentworth. I knew one of them was that.
I have JG Wentworth, and I have all caps, one word, 877 caps now.
Yes.
I have 877 caps now with spaces and 877 caps now with dashes. And I couldn't be prouder. It makes me so happy when they're all in local lined up next to each other.
I knew it was something along those lines. Yeah. All right. We'll call it at that for consider your suggestion. So that was a good little read right there. Some interesting suggestions also. So don't give NetEase any new ideas, though I will give them the idea for Outpost AI. So I'm going to automate planetary collection. I will push this.
Oh God!
Just wait.
Oh God!
The key issues.
Actually, let me DM carry right now. Actually,
Rambo 2024. We need these. Pushing off the collection.
We need these. And you know, as far as that goes, I mean, I don't really have much else on the list, unless you guys have some other things to talk about. Was there any other big topics to share with the group as to what happened this last week? I think we covered
it all. The Trello board still isn't updated, and it hurts my soul.
Yeah,
The problem I have with it is, like, I want to know what I'm going to be disappointed about in advance. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell me in the moment what I'm disappointed about, but it's just not, it's not the same type of salt, well, you know?
In that interview during the EVE FanFest, you know, they said they have a new region, new ships coming, new content. Though, I don't think it's going to be Cobalt Edge content. I think legit they're going to, like Carrie said in the interview we had, I think what she means is like an additional region or regions will be opening up, maybe not this year, but in the next.
You mean
year.
Regular space?
Well, there's also DRs coming too, so who knows what they really mean. There's new DR levels coming.
I really hope they don't mean regular space, because that's like, you know what I mean? Like, I get what they're doing with the DR thing, where they're trying to like funnel us somewhere to destroy resources. Like that makes sense, especially if you open up like a new area. You know, it's hard to maintain like a supply line between them, and it has some other new resource, maybe one for Titans. You know,
well, there's going to be new anomalies for the Titans. I guarantee you that, because there's debris. Right. Yep. There's Titan debris. The code's already there in the game.
Yeah.
Well, but they had supercarrier debris as well, and that never panned out. I don't think that that's always something they're going to put in the game. I think some of that is just to make testing easier.
Yeah, I guess that's possible, but I bet you there'll be a different. I bet you there'll be a different debris, and you'll have to have some of that along with Dread debris, along with all the other debris like they're doing now.
Has anybody seen another
layer in there?
Has anybody seen the new strip miners yet?
No, I haven't. They keep looking for
them. Oh my God, we're getting into the porn part of the fucking podcast.
Has anybody seen meta level 5 through 8 freaking strip miners yet?
Ion strip miners. Where are the ion strip miners? Yeah. I haven't seen a single one drop anywhere.
Very interesting.
I'm sure they're there and people are grabbing them and they're not getting posted anywhere. And yeah,
you would think that one would have made it onto the market.
Like, I realize people are listing INCs and not ion strip miners. Like, that's where we're at right now. Econ wise. Yeah,
there's a lot of INCs, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, it was supposed to be last week's there'll be a billion patch. Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a billion pixel. Well, they're only dropping in Cobalt Edge, apparently. So,
right, from drones, rats, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Pixel Rick's paying $750 each. I'll pay $751 each. Oh damn!
Yeah,
no, he's got me beat at 1.1. Jeez. Mm-hmm. All right.
So one thing we didn't discuss was like Plex. By the way, like, has anyone noticed Plex just keeps getting bought out?
I actually thought
like every 2 days.
I actually thought this was going to get mentioned earlier when Taylor was talking about the market and the lack of stuff that's on the market right now. The big thing right now is Plex is gone. Yeah, MJD's buying it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously his fault. This is his master plan, right? So, the enemies can't beat Silent if they don't have IP, right?
Right. But I just sold my Plex for $19 billion, but
there's 10 left. It's going, boys.
There's 10 on the market right now? Is that it?
Don't let JD win. Oh, it's gone. He won. That's it.
Yeah, it goes quick. Yeah, and is there really any big reason as to why that is? It can't be in any sort of event, because we don't really have any events going on right now that takes that.
Maybe the IP chest. I mean, there's the implant stuff, but anytime there's something that diverts, you know,
stuff from Plex to AUR. That could be an issue, but the IP stuff is a pretty good deal right now. Sometimes you get like 30% off. The current one, I think, is 50% off, so that's pretty good.
There's the new implants and the implant boxes as well for 100 Plex.
Yeah.
Have you seen the integrated boxes, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
There's also, we know the Interstellar Bazaar is coming. I don't know if anybody's buying ahead of time for that, but I've said for a while that people need to really start stocking up on Plex for when this event comes out that's all around Titans. So,
big rip. I just sold all my Plex.
Same thing with Black Ops. I mean, if you know Black Ops are coming and you know there's going to be some way,
right,
shape or form that those are going to possibly be in a box or whatever else, you're going to want to prepare for that now too. So.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I mean, a lot of that could be speculation just around that, because, I mean, you don't need a lot of those ships to make a big impact, right? So it's not a bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will play it. Exactly. I will pay 300 Plex for an AI Orca, AI Nanocore.
Well, a Covops AI Orca to mine CE while you're asleep.
Well, I'll just eat up another nanocore, like an Ascension nanocore, to gain that ability. No worries there.
Yeah, I just want to eat up the Illusionary Ghost nanocore that everybody just got for free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was it. Huh? Day 7, the rewards, the box, everybody got an Illusionary Ghost nanocore.
Cruiser or a Coveter.
Yeah, a Cruiser class or a Coveter, which is basically no ships that I fly. Is completely useless to me. So,
yeah.
Yikes. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with those.
But you just pick the mauler and just bump people off gates. Just be fat. Be fat in a straight line really fast.
And they're clone bound, huh?
Well, yeah, they're purple cores. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, damn. Can't even give them away.
And you can't analyze them either, which is stupid.
You can't?
No. Wouldn't let me do it.
What?
Bro.
I guess it goes on a Coveter.
Yeah, I got a bunch of extra Coveters, which maybe at some point they'll open that up to where you can so that you can add it to your AI mining barge.
Dude, I went to chew up a bunch of nanocores for my gold one, and I must have chewed up like 6 Ascension cores. Like, how do I have so many of these damn things?
Because keys are life, dude.
Yeah, just getting them randomly. Anyway. Guys, I am done. We had hit the 2-hour mark. And so we will call it a show from there, right? So, Taylor Rick, if you want to go to our official sponsored content creators, we did add Moby to that list, by the way.
Yep, I see that. Mario's there.
Give a shout out to
her. So, of course, it's Mario. Yep, and it's Mario Bot that everybody's using essentially at this point. The largest kill mill in the game is obviously on it as well. Badrin's Hell that we talked about tonight. You can add that to your server. It's pretty easy to do. If you go over to Moby, we'll probably put a link up for that. That's the server you probably need to be on. Then, of course, there's Muffin. Haven't seen anything from him in a while, but he always makes good content or starting to make good content. Anyway, Jubilus is one of our sponsored content creators. He makes excellent PvP videos for the most part. And then, of course, Hale. We talked about Hale tonight as well. He's kind of doing exactly what Benzy stopped doing 2 years ago. For the most part, his weekly roundup and dev Q&As, that kind of stuff. So good content from all of those guys. And, of course, our very own Damon Zell is one of our sponsored content creators as well. He brings us the Almost News every week. And, of course, Latora Tassadar. That's all of them. That's all of our guys. As Empress Huntress. He always corrects me on that. So
Empress
Huntress, yep.
Yeah, it was kind of funny on... Damon's last video, he'd cover the how to spot a space Nazi book. I'm like, damn, he's like,
yeah, finally,
he's like 3 or 4 weeks late.
Yeah, it's way behind.
Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us tonight, and we appreciate you. And I guess fly safe out there. We'll see you next week. 07.
Yep, see you guys. Thanks.
Oh.
play the outro.
Yeah.